Computer programming, from beginner to badass, JavaScript, HTML, CSS, and SQL, a step-by-step guide for beginners,
2021,
by Zach Fleming and Stephen Weber, narrated by Lawrence Watterson. Introduction. Congratulations on downloading Computer Programming from Beginner to Badass, JavaScript, HTML, CSS, and SQL. And thank you for doing so. The world is growing increasingly digital, and downloading this book is the first step you can take towards actually doing something about keeping pace with it. The first step is also never the easiest, however, which is why the information you can find in the following chapters is so important to take to heart, as they are a roadmap for your journey. Starting with no knowledge in computer programming, you will be taught by this book about how to understand the different programming languages you will encounter and show you how to construct a web page. Learning the principles and practicing with them will give you the keys to unlock a whole new level of understanding of computers and how they work. A key part of computer programming is the ability to fix the programs, also known as debugging, finding the errors and being able to correct them. I will include some instructions in this area, in the hopes of you being able to be well-rounded in your knowledge when you are finished reading this book. I have tried to start with the basics to ensure that you have a solid foundation. Then I have layered key elements in that are essential to possess in order for it to work for you. I have not included every possible nuance, as there just isn't enough room in this book. I do believe that you will have a solid understanding of the components necessary for you to be able to begin practicing. After all, that is where all the experience and the best understanding comes from. I have tried to make this book not only informative, but also interesting as well as efficient. I have tried not to ramble on too much. Sometimes you get on to a point that you find so moving, and you go on and on about it, and everybody else is like, okay, got it already, let's move on. I try to avoid those types of scenarios while keeping it from becoming too dry at the same time. I will spend some time focusing on testing web projects on different browser platforms. I will touch on how to mitigate different types of code and how to go about doing testing. I will delve into using automation in your testing and show you how it can speed the process up for you. I will also mention which tools will be the most useful in fixing problems as well as in testing for them. In spoken language, we tend to emphasize certain words or syllables to manipulate the meaning of what we're saying. It is no different with the programming language, except that the method we tend to stress the words with its italics. In HTML, you would use the less than em greater than element to perform this task. This will make the document more interesting to read. Screen readers recognize these, and they will be spoken in a different tone. Description. Inside, you will find an introduction to JavaScript, HTML, CSS, and SQL. These are computer programming languages. Some of them are more precisely referred to as scripting languages. Starting with JavaScript, I will introduce you to the above-mentioned programming languages. Hopefully by the end of this book, you will have the answers to questions of what it is and what you can do with it. JavaScript is a programming language that allows for the implementation of complex items on static web pages. Every time you look at a web page that does something besides display static information, it is a pretty safe assumption to make that Java is involved. It is often referred to as the third layer of the cake. HTML is a relatively simple programming language that, at its core, consists of elements. These elements allow you to distinguish different sections of text as different aspects of your page, whether it be a paragraph,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?